to using the books. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. And He will lift you up. Come, let us sing with joy to the Lord. Shout to the rock of our salvation. Know that the Lord is God. Know that. Come, let us bow our hearts in worship. Kneel before the Lord our Maker. For He is our great God. For He is our great God. So humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up, and He will lift you up.
Shall we pray? Dear God, we thank You so much for this morning that You've blessed us with, to be able to gather here with fellow Christians and to open up Your Word, to study it, to learn from it, and to have the opportunity to sing songs of praises in Your name. Dear God, this morning we ask that You be with all of those who are traveling. We ask that You keep them safe. Dear God, we ask that You be with those who have recently lost loved ones and comfort them. Dear God, we ask that You be with Jason Kelly as he leaves us. We ask that You keep him safe. Help him to be successful and to always keep his mind on You and Your Word. Dear God, this morning we ask that You be with those who are leading our worship services. We ask that everything we do this morning be in accordance with Your Word. Dear God, we ask that You be with the leaders of our country. We ask that You help them to look to You in all decisions that they make. Dear God, we thank You most of all for Your Son Jesus, who You sent here to die on that cross, that we can come to You in prayer and to ask for the forgiveness of our sins. And we ask You help us to realize when we have fallen short and to ask for that repentance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Our next song will also be from the supplement, number 100. Number 100 from the supplement. Following the singing of this song, we'll offer the Lord's Supper for those who were unable to partake earlier.
Your only Son, no sin to hide, but You have sent Him from Your side to walk upon this guilty sod and to become the Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Your gift of love they crucified. They laughed and scorned Him as He died. The humble King they named a fraud and sacrificed the Lamb. I love the holy so lost I should have died, but you have brought me to your side to be led by your staff and rod, and to be called the Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the holy Lamb of God. O wash me in his precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb.
If you would like to partake of the Lord's Supper, would you please raise your hands? Mighty Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day you've given us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this bread you've laid before us. We pray, Heavenly Father, that those that are about to eat this bread will do so in remembrance of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who died for our sins on Calvary. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Was anyone missed?
Our Father in heaven, we continue in our prayer to thee, thanksgiving unto thee for the gift of Jesus, your Son. We pray that the ones that partake of this memorial that represents Jesus' blood as it was poured out on the cross, that they might do so in remembrance. That's a great sacrifice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Next song will be number 392. Number 392. Count Your Blessings.
When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done.
Are there any here that wish to give? Please raise your hand. Let's pray. Mighty Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We pray, Heavenly Father, that those that are about to give will do so with a glad heart and cheerful heart. These things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
As was announced earlier, this is our monthly song service. The order this morning will be, following me will be Brother Fred Perez, and following Fred will be Brother Jerry Vinson, following Jerry will be Brother Joe Vinson, following Joe will be Brother Jay Ledbetter, following Jay would be Pat Ledbetter. If you would at this time, please mark in your songbooks the song of invitation, which will be number 343. 343, let him have his way with thee. And once you have marked that, if you would turn to number 480, number 480, and if it's convenient, would you please stand for the singing of 480, Dare to Stand Like Joshua. Before you read that song, I'd like to read from Colossians chapter 3, Colossians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
We are bound for Canaan's land, tempting by the way. Who shall lead us on the road? Choose your king today. Dare to stand like Joshua. Dare to say the word. As for me and for my house, we will serve the Lord. When the dark Red Sea of doubt billowed in our way, then he parted every way, so he will today. Dare to stand like Joshua, dare to say the word. As for me and for my house, we will serve the Lord. Just before us Jordan rolls, just across the trust the Lord, he shall lead today. Dare to stand like Joshua, dare to say the word. As for me and for my house, we will serve the
Please be seated. If you would, turn in your songbooks to number 190. Number 190. We'll sing the first and last verse of 190.
Come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord, and thus around the throne, and thus around the throne. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Then let our songs abound and every tear be dry. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground to fairer worlds on high, to fairer worlds on high. We're marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion, we're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God.
Number nine in the big book. Our God, He is alive. Sing the first and the fourth verses. Let's all sing. There is beyond the Asher blue a God concealed from human sight. He tinted skies with heavenly hue and framed the worlds with His great might.
There is a God,
He is alive. In Him we live, and we survive. From dust our God created man. He is our God, the great I Am. Our God, whose Son upon a tree a life was willing there to give, that He from sin might set men free, and nevermore with Him could live.
There is a God,
He is alive. In Him we live, and we survive. From the start, created man,
He is our God,
the great I Am. And in supplement number 115, number 115, healing in the wings. Let's all sing. Oh, Father, I do sin, and my heart breaks deep within. For You have sought me, yet I turn away from all Your loving care. So often do I fall, yet You reach out again, lifting my burden that is more than I can ever bear. My broken, contrived heart is so worthless in my sight, but You restore it, give it peace and joy to love and follow You.
Sing number 59 in the supplement. Number 59. Let us sing.
Boundless love, unending joy, this is my selected me
number 65. Let us sing.
Oh, how he loves you and me. Oh, how he loves you and me. He gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how he loves you.
Let us sing.
Have you ever stood at the ocean with the white foam at your feet? Felt the endless thundering motion? Then I say, you've seen Jesus, my Lord. Have you seen sunset with the sky mellowing red? Seen the clouds suspended like feathers? Then I say, you've seen Jesus, my Lord. Have you seen Jesus, my Lord? Take a look, open your eyes, he'll show it to you. Have you ever stood at the cross with a man hanging in pain? Seen the look of love in his eyes? Then I say, my Lord, have you seen Jesus, my Lord? He's here in plain view. Take a look, open your eyes, he'll show it to you. Have you ever stood in the family with the Lord there in your midst? Seen the face of Christ in your brother? Then I say, you've seen Jesus, my Lord. Have you seen Jesus, my Lord? He's here in plain view. Take a look, open your eyes, he'll show it to you.
Number
Number 516, number 516. We'll sing all three verses and then the chorus following the third verse only. All three verses, then the chorus after the third verse. Let us sing. I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. My longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story, 'tis pleasant to repeat. What seems each time I tell it more wonderfully sweet. I love to tell the story, for some have never heard the message of salvation from God's own holy word. I love to tell the story for those who know it best. Hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest, and when in sins of glory I sing the new song, 'twill be the old story that I have loved so long. I love to tell the story, 'twill be my theme in glory, to tell the old story of Jesus and His
One of our primary purposes in being here this morning is to praise the Lord. Lord, and magnify His name. This song does a pretty good job of that, I think you'll agree. Let's sing the first and last verses in this time. Do, so, do, so. Praise the Lord, for He adore Him. Praise Him, angels in the high. God and men rejoice before Him. Praise Him, all ye stars of light. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Our salvation, host on high His power proclaim. Heaven and earth and all creation, Lord, and magnify his name. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Amen. The next one's easy to find, right across the page. Number 22. 2-2. We'll sing both verses of this one. No soul draw from the springs of salvation, give thanks to his great and holy name. Make known his deeds among the people, make known his exalted way. Praise the Lord and shout in the world, for the Holy One is in our midst. Praise the Lord and shout and cry for joy, for he is in our midst. Call on his name with thanksgiving. Yes, joyously praise his name in song. True love, he authored our salvation. True love, he did give his son. Praise the Lord and shout in heart for joy, for the Holy One is in our midst. Praise the Lord and shout and cry for joy, for he is in our midst.
Next song will be song number 106, An Evening Prayer, song 106. Sing all three verses, please. If I have wounded any soul today, if I have caused one foot to go astray, if I have walked in my own willful way, dear Lord, forgive. If I have uttered idle words or vain, if I have turned aside from want or pain, lest I myself shall suffer through the strain, dear Lord, forgive. Forgive the sins I have confessed to thee. Forgive the secret sins I do not see. Oh, guide me, love me, and my keeper be. In Jesus' name. Next song will be song number 48. On Zion's Glorious Summit. First, the three verses, then the last part, the Sanctus. On Zion's glorious summit stood a numerous host redeemed by blood. To join.
Thank you, Sam, for putting this together, and thank you to all the men that have led us in our song service this morning. It's been edifying, and it's been good to be with one another all morning today. Please turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. In our Sunday morning adult class, we have been looking at a survey of the Bible, and we've made it to the travels of the Apostle Paul in teaching. And this morning we looked at the event that takes place when he had made it to the city of Philippi, and he had, as a result of casting out a demon from a young girl that had a spirit of divination, was imprisoned. And I want us to pick up with the account there in Acts chapter 16, beginning in verse 25. After they've been beaten and been put in prison, the text says, "But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, 'Do yourself no harm, for we are all here.' Then he called for a light, ran in, and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas, and he brought them out and said, 'Sirs, what must I do to be saved?' So they said, 'Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household.' Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house, and he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes, and immediately he and all his family were baptized." As we think about this unusual encounter that takes place, there are some lessons that it teaches us that have nothing to do with earthquakes, nothing to do with imprisonment, but have everything to do with the question that this man asks Paul and Silas: "What must I do to be saved?" If you recognize that you have sinned against God, which the Bible teaches us that all of us have, and that our sin separates us from God, then you stand in need of the salvation that is to be found only in Christ. You too, as this man was told, need to believe in Jesus with you and your whole household. You need to commit your life to the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. That belief, though, as we see from this encounter, is not simply accomplished by something that happens in the heart or the mind. You'll notice that this man, that very hour of the night, took them and washed their stripes. That is, the marks on their back that probably were still bleeding from the beating that they had received. Some think perhaps he had been the one that laid the stripes on them earlier in the chapter. We don't know, but nonetheless, he, I think, demonstrates his repentance of wrongdoing in the fact that he is striving to wash their stripes and to make things right. We see as well that he didn't linger. Immediately, he was baptized. If you are here and you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and you stand in need of salvation, we urge you this very morning to confess Christ before men. Repent and turn from your sins, and we'll baptize you into Christ for the remission of your sins this morning. If as a child of God, you have wandered away from the truth and you've not been doing those things that are in keeping with the Word of God, as your brothers and sisters in Christ, we give you the opportunity to seek prayer of the Lord, and we'll go to God in prayer on your behalf and encourage you in your repentance. If we can help you, won't you come while we stand and sing?
Would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good? Would you walk with Him within the narrow road? Would you have Him bear your burden, carry all your load? Let Him have His way with thee. His star can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see 'twas best for Him to have His way with thee. Would you have Him make you free and follow at your call? Would you know the peace that comes by giving all? Would you have Him save you so that you need never fall? Let Him have His way with thee. His power can make you one. what you are to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see. 'Twas best for him to have his way with thee. Would you in his kingdom place a place of constant rest? Would you prove him true each providential test? Would you in his service labor always at your best? Let him have his way with thee. His power can make you what you are to be. His love can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see 'twas best for him to have his way with thee.
I want to make just a quick announcement. There are two activities that I'm going to have the privilege of participating in the summer and later in the fall that I wanted to go ahead and mention to you all and ask for your prayers as I'm preparing for those. The first will be near the end of June, June 23rd through the 28th, there is a lectureship in Athens, Alabama, that is focusing on the Lord's Supper. All of the studies will be related to that, and I'm honored to be a part of that. I will put up a flyer about that before long, and you know, if you're free and you've got the time, make that trip to Athens. It'll be a good week of study focusing on that particular topic. That'll be June 23rd through the 28th. But another opportunity that I have, a situation has developed in which Brother Jim Deason has had some encouraging discussions with some institutional preachers, and it has led to a three-day study in which 25 non-institutional preachers and 25 institutional preachers are going to get together and talk about the issues that have divided us and have periods in which we'll study through those issues and have question and answer. Now, that's not going to be open to the public, but there are plans to not only post the lessons, but to do a book from that. I don't know what will come of it, but any time that you can get together and you can study about what the Word of God teaches about how we ought to work and worship, I think it can be beneficial. And I would ask for your prayers as I prepare for that. That'll be the first part of October. So please begin to think about that and keep me in your prayers related to that.
Thank you, Brother Kyle, for all your hard work and your efforts to spread the gospel. Thank you. Special thanks. Thanks for everybody's attendance, but special thanks to our visitors who took time out of their schedules to come here and worship with us. Please feel free to come back at any time you're around. If the elders have nothing else, we'll be led. Go ahead.
Sam, there are some flyers on the bulletin board pertaining to our summer Bible study with some additional information.
Okay. On that. If you didn't hear that, there's some flyers on the board in the back pertaining to our summer Bible study. Help yourself. Led in a closing prayer this time.
Can you pray with me? Father in heaven, we're so thankful for this day that you've given us and this time that you've given us to worship you. And we're thankful for Jesus and his sacrifice for our sins. And we pray that you'd help us to learn more about you every day and put you first in our lives, Lord. Lord, we pray that you'd be with Kyle over the upcoming months, that he may study and know the things that you'd have him to, that much good may come from his upcoming work, and that ultimately that we might be more together and less separated, Lord. We pray for healing, and we pray that much good would come from that. Lord, we're thankful for all that you've done for us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.